Blog Talk Radio.
So, good morning. This is Stefana Johnson. I'm the author of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill and also the owner of Yoga Watching Fitness Studio here in East Vancouver, Camas, Washington. And I'm doing a series on the book Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill because I wanted to share this with the public and have it be in a format that would be easily accessible to as many as possible. So the parts that I'm talking about today, which is part one of the series, and when I say series, I'm doing a series of essentially the chapters in the book so that as I go through and what I've written was trying to be very clear and succinct, but what I'm going to speak about will elaborate a little bit more on the topic that Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill really covers. So the concept around peace doesn't come in a pill came about because I think we've gotten into a society and a culture and we've created this idea that our joy, our happiness, our weight loss, our health, our fitness, our abundance, our success, our good relationships come in a pill, a potion, a quick fix, a 30-minute reality TV show, that quick instant gratification type of thing. And we've gotten away from our true nature, and that is that we are process oriented. We are need that process. We need those transitions. We need that in order to create stability and foundation, and that this continuous gratification is actually doing more harm than good. And we want to wake up about that. So peace doesn't come in a pill is that analogy. I don't necessarily talk about pills, but it was a fun title that I thought of when I was talking about how we look for this quick fix. So the first part of the book goes into the five steps that I use. I use this with my clients. I've used it with myself for years and years, and it's this principle around these five elements that I'm going to start talking about and addressing over the next five shows. So this one today is specifically on the topic of awareness. And awareness is something that, it's a beautiful word that the concept itself gives to the fact that you are awake to what's present, what's here. And when we are aware, that is something that can be measurable. So we can be more aware or less aware. We can be aware of certain things only in this window or certain things over here. And so I'm going to talk about the reticulator activator syndrome. If you don't know what the reticulator activator is, I'm going to explain it very quickly here. So we will call it RAS for short. So reticulator activator syndrome is that part of the brain that allows for us to stay conscious in a world where we are bombarded by thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of particles and information in any given moment. And if we did not have that RAS, the reticulator activator, we would absolutely go unconscious because there's too much stuff bleep going on. And a majority of it is not important. It's not applicable to us. And so the brain functions and has this brilliant function to weed that out or to block that out. And so our awareness is blocked to or is open to what is in our reticulator activator. So with that, the example would be if you've ever bought a new car, and let's say you bought a blue Miata convertible, and you've never seen one before, and you thought you had the only one, but lo and behold, you get in your blue Miata convertible, and it is everywhere you look. And so that's that type of thing. Or if you've ever played Blood Bug with in the back of the car, and you're looking for beetles, well, all of a sudden there are Volkswagen bugs everywhere, right? So that's the action of the reticulator activator, and we can see that in all walks of life. So if we start with a business or if we start with our health and fitness, we're going to start seeing that. And what's really genius is that the whole World Wide Web has created their own computerized RAS. So you're now a pixel, and essentially they're going to feed into whatever you've had interest with and put that into your you know, your computer so that it's coming to the forefront of what you're going to learn about and discover as you intentionally discover, right? Because someone's feeding that into you and marketing. So that's something we need to be aware of as well. Because, again, that's that whole machine and that whole idea around the pill pushing of that quick fix. So while on one hand we can say, oh, that's so great because look how fast things are. We get our needs met. There's this artificial intelligence that immediately gets us this idea that if we need something, it gets it to us before we even think about it. Well, I'll give you the analogy or I'll give you the picture of WALL-E, the movie, if you haven't seen it, great movie to sit down and enjoy and get a kind of a humorous take on a direction that I personally don't want to go. I think that we have a physical body and we have a brain and we have an amazing vessel here as our human bodies so that we can express ourselves. And if we diminish that by having something else take over and we lose the controls of our own lives, then we get the kind of silliness and the puppets, you know, that we've become is puppets on the string. So that concept around awareness is that we have to wake up. And we're going to wake up at our own level, at wherever that's at, wherever we are. But what I'm hoping to communicate through Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill is that you, me, we have to do it from the inside out and take back control of our lives and our health and our well-being and our success and our relationships and from the inside out, not from the outside in. And that concept is what I'm hoping to communicate in the first chapter or the first part, which is awareness of that. That we have to take back that control. And we have to do it from a conscious place. We cannot do this from a place of, well, let's see how much we don't have to do and give it up to something else. Then a lot of things that are really not important, and maybe we don't even know how to differentiate between what's important in our lives and what is, I think we see that in the grand scheme of the culture that we have. There isn't a lot of importance, a lot of urgency, but there's not that true depth of values and integrity and personal integrity that each one of us needs to take and needs to reclaim. And again, that comes back to awareness. So without having it sound like, oh my gosh, you know, kind of being cold and harsh and we need to take back control. I'd love to be lighthearted and have us be joyful and fun and wonderful and playful. And that is what I want to create. But the reality is we've gotten onto an assembly line or this conveyor belt of something outside of us moving us forward in a direction that we didn't call the shot to. We didn't say that's where we want to go. That destination, that goal. And when we lose that, when we lose our own point of destination and we're not aware of where we want to go, then anywhere is okay. If we don't know that we want to be healthy and strong and vibrantly healthy for a sustainable period of time, then any garbage food is okay, even if it's promoted. You know, we've got lots of food that's promoted as healthy and organic on the shelves, food that is not recognized by the body. So these, again, are these concepts that awareness. So are you aware of what goes on in your week? Do you know what you eat, what your thoughts are? Are you aware of the 60,000 thoughts that you're thinking? And are you aware of what they are? Do they align with where you want to go, what your values are. Are you aware of what you put in your mouth, what comes out of your mouth when you speak? Are you aware of what your finances look like? Are you aware of the relationship that you're in and what you would like it to be like? Is it what you want it to be? If it's not, are you aware of what you want it to be and how it's separated from? Where's the gap from where you want to be to where you want to go? Are you aware of how you can find joy and peace? Or are you looking for a quick pill to turn off the pain or turn off that sensation? Are you aware that pain is actually a communication line and information from your body that you can use to wake up and become more aware of something else going in your body, going on perhaps early detection of disease? You know, if we have awareness, which I believe we all do, information from the body will tell us that there's something going on. Take a look. We don't need to have a mammogram to know that there's something going on here. But we can also, and there's one look at it of a box. Well, let's step out of that box and get a little bit more aware. And let's see what, oh, okay, so like in Chinese medicine or in Ayurveda, everything is connected to everything. You don't just get breast cancer. You don't just have a heart attack. You don't just have kidney disease. Or there's something else going on. Those are symptoms of a cause and a source of some, and we look deeper for that. Are you aware that symptoms are something to that are saying, hello, wake up, let's look a little bit here, let's look deeper? Are you aware that you can look deeper for the cause? And are you aware that there might be a source to the problem? These are the kinds of things that I'm talking about. These are the kinds of things that I'm wanting to convey. And hope for all of us that we become more aware wherever we're at. We don't have to be maximum aware of everything, and we need to be aware of where we are right now and where we're going. And then we can look bit by bit, how do we want to get there? And we can become more aware of the different options that there are. That's the fun of taking back the controls of your life from the inside out. And that's the objective of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm Stefana Johnson with yogalachi.com. If you want to get the essential tools at my website, yogilachi.com, there's a free downloadable PDF of the essential tools that I use to take back the controls from the inside out. All right. Have a fabulous day. And what new things can you become aware of today? Not from a judging standpoint, but just from waking up just a little bit more to your life and to what's going on without judging. Just become more aware. Peace and blessings.